Myrtle. Morning, Myrtle.
Good morning, Stephen.
What do you think?
I think people, Stephen, if people know who's doing this, they should report it to the police. Now, if I had known who shot my husband and his wife from church all those years ago, I would have went straight to the police. And I can't thank them enough for the way they helped me that night.
Your husband was shot?
He was shot on his way from church. So he was.
This is back in the 1970s?
Back in November 1973. And he wasn't involved in anything. We were both Christians. And I would have no intention of going out and getting a gun and shooting somebody for doing that. My husband was there for 32 years, not able to put one foot past the other. And I was expecting our third child. And as far as the politicians and all concerned, they just didn't care.
And when your husband was shot, he was left in a wheelchair?
Yes, he was left in a wheelchair. And the gunmen ran off that night and people came out and they helped him. And then the police and the army were on the scene more or less within minutes, and as the ambulance men were. And Billy was just left. And I could tell you stories upon stories of the way he was treated in one particular hospital. The gunmen were lifted in the head. And at times I went up and he was left lying out like a light with pain and not one there. The gunmen, in my opinion, are too well treated in prison and wherever they are. Because they're just lifted in the head and they're treated as... Oh, I don't know. Everybody should be treated well, Stephen. I know that. But in prison and all, they get everything handed to them.
So how do you feel about these so-called punishment attacks?
I do not agree with them. Because people have no right. It's the Lord who gives life. And it's him who takes it. And him who does the punishing. In the end, they will bow the knee to him.
They don't have
to report to police or anybody or shoot anyone.
Thank you very much.
Because the Lord will pay them.
Thank you, Myrtle, for calling
us
today.
Thank you very much, Stephen.
Thank you.